This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Camera and John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Friday morning as we broadcast from the beautiful Borgata, our home base, every Friday morning. Love being here. And, of course, love being with you as well. You can join us on the phone lines at 215-592-9494. Quite a lot to get to. If you missed it last night late, and I know many did because, obviously, as I said, it was late, the Phils took an L. Eventually in that game, 11th inning, obviously both extra innings and a rain delay. And that was a big rain delay. So, look, we'll get into the Phils game from last night. First series they've lost this year. 13 days to the NFL draft. We'll do an awful lot on the Eagles, both looking back and looking ahead. And Sixers and Flyers obviously playing it out over the next few days. All of it with you on the phone lines, as I said, 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hello there, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
Rats can last longer without water than camels can.
Rats can last longer. Wow, I wouldn't know that.
Yeah, rats can survive longer without water. In many cases, it's because they're special rats, like the kangaroo rat that can live entirely on just moisture from seeds, and they don't need to drink water at all.
No one knows more about rats than John Ritchie.
Correct.
Rats have all sorts of adaptations that, like, their kidneys concentrate things and they don't sweat, a lack of sweating to conserve water. Rats really are miraculous.
Well, they are, but here's the question. Could they have outlasted that Phillies game last night without water? I'm just asking for a rat friend. I mean,
they could have just opened their mouths to the sky
and survived.
But the water fell in their mouth.
Yeah, I meant more if they were watching it from Philadelphia. Would they have... gone the distance, so to speak. All right, so look, Phil's on the table, obviously. If you missed it, in a nutshell, it's not a game that there's really, frankly, that much to complain about. It's a disappointing loss, but not a dramatically one. I mean, look, it's the first series they lose. They're allowed to lose a series. Braves are a good team, even though the record doesn't reflect it. Braves finally got the Phils in the 11th. And, yes, you know, yeah, okay, a bullpen loses it. Well, not exactly, because the reality is the bullpen pitched a ton of innings without giving up a run. So, you know, I think the most notable thing from last night was that Bohm was moved to 7. Castellanos 4, Bohm 7. That's your big adjustment. Lizardo pitched very well. Both starting pitchers pitched well. Rain came. Huge delay. Huge. 2 hours and 45 minutes. So in the 15 times today when I say the Phillies lost last night, Seltzer, feel free to not correct me because it was technically this morning. All right.
Oh, yeah. I honestly, as you were saying that, I was like, what are you even talking about? Like, yes, they lost. I don't even know what to say to correct you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Phillies did not lose last night, but they did lose a couple of hours ago this morning. Look, you can obviously react to it at 215-592-9494. All right, let's do a lot on the Eagles today because we do have a draft coming up. But we all, and that's in 2 weeks. That's in 13 days. We also have something 2 months and 2 days ago that was beyond glorious. And not just the Super Bowl game, but going back over the prior, you know, 4 to 5 months before that, the whole Super Bowl season. So, you know, it's been a while, when I say a while, about a month and a half or so, since we kind of looked back to that. kind of like emotionally and mentally tapped into that. And I want to sort of try to trigger everyone's mind at 215-592-9494 and looking back, not just to that game, but that season. And what comes to mind for you, knowing that another Eagles season beckons, knowing that another draft beckons, then you're going to have the OTAs, then you're going to have that six-week break where everyone goes their separate ways, then they reconvene for training camp, and about a month and a half after that, a season starts. And it's a season, obviously, the Eagles should be very good. I mean, we'll see if they're quite as good. It might be very tough to be that. But, you know, they certainly have a shot to win a Super Bowl. But let's talk about the fact that they did win a Super Bowl, right? Let's talk about the fact that that was a wild season, man. 215-592-9494 for you to weigh in early and often today about what hits you when you reflect back. Now, let me start with this because, John, there are two things in particular. And I'm going to get into all sorts of parts of the team and the season and the campaign and the twists and turns. But there are two things that hit me the most as a fan from an emotional standpoint. One is immense pride. Immense pride. I mean, guys, what we felt watching that Super Bowl game, I can honestly tell you I've never felt that as a Philadelphia fan. And when I say that, I'm talking about it's in the bag. It's over. There's still a half of football to go, but it's like we didn't feel that. This is me. Phil's Rays 08. I mean, you had the rain. You had a 1-1 game there for a while. Yes, the Phillies are up 3-1 entering game five, and yes, they were up 3-1 during game five.
And they were close games.
They were close games. I mean, and that, and even game five hung in the balance. I mean, when Brad Lidge struck that guy out, there was a runner on I think it was second base.
Second
either
base.
First or second. But, yeah, you know, the point is it was a one-run game. It was tight to the end. And then, obviously, when the Eagles won the Super Bowl against the Patriots, you know, I mean, went to the last play. So, immense pride for the whole campaign and obviously, in particular, how it ended, knowing that we had never experienced that. Now, you go back to the 83 Sixers, certainly that was a blowout series, although game four was very close, but it was a blowout series. So, that's my number one. Number two is great appreciation. And it kind of ties into number one, obviously, because of the uniqueness of the season. But great appreciation. And one of the things I feel tremendous appreciation for is the combination of Sirianni and Hurts, who, I mean, they went through the mud here. They really did. They both went, you know, they were both Andy Dufresne and Shawshank. They're going through the mud. And they came out on the other side. There's so much, guys. There is so much when you think back to what happened and the whole journey. Saquon's leap, Cooper DeJean's tackle against Derrick Henry, the Rams playoff game, the snow. Like, all right, 215-592-9494. John, when you think back on all of it, knowing that, you know, in a few months they crank it up again, what hits you when you think back to it?
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I'm talking about the here and now. I mean, I think back to it. I think back to the parade, and it's hard for me to go back even farther than that. It's like things sort of my celebration is where it starts and ends with that Super Bowl team. That parade was everything to me. The morning, sitting there with you guys, getting ready for it, looking out over the city, feeling that excitement, living that day. I really do think it's caused a reset inside of me, and now I'm looking forward to this off season.
So what hits you moving forward knowing that they have that, and we all have that as fans in our back pocket?
I think we're going to win another Super Bowl. I know I'm putting the cart before the horse. I know that I'm doing exactly what I thought was crazy when I arrived in Philadelphia this time of year back in 2003, and I was at Wawa, and everyone was saying to me, Super Bowl, right? Super Bowl, NFC Championship the last few years. We're going to the Super Bowl this time, and I'm thinking, man, we haven't even done our first off-season workout yet. And that's where these guys are right now. And it's so evocative for me. I think back to, you know, riding over from the hotel to the facility, and the steam is coming out of the smokestacks as I'm going over the bridge, and I'm just looking out thinking, this is my home now, and this is where I get to play. And that's what these guys are thinking. They're going over there to the facility for the first time. Some of the coaches are going over there to the facility for the first time. But one thing remains. This team is the best team in the world, and I really believe that. We still, not that much has changed. Yes, we've lost some guys on the edges, let's say. Yeah. But that core is here, and we are good. And we know how to win this whole shebang. And I have confidence that this team's going to respond if it gets off track, because we've seen that happen.
Well, we have. I mean, and obviously Sirianni and Hurts are examples of that, because they both have a dig-down thing that's really admirable. Look, 215-592-9494. By the way, that was breaking news. John Ritchie finally became a fan. All right, ladies and gentlemen, he finally shed the yoke of being a football player and the way that player thinks, and became a fan with his outlook, which is interesting. James, what hits you, whether it's looking forward or looking back, on the reality that the Eagles won the Super Bowl, you know, 2 months ago?
I got a word for you, Joe.
Yes, sir.
Love.
Yeah.
Love is what hits me, and it's the love between a team and a city. John talked about the parade, just seeing the joy in this city, and not just that, seeing the players see the joy in this city and feel that. And then when you think about how many new players, like, I truly love because of what they did for me, what they did for us in this city. Like, it's changed my whole relationship with this group of guys. You know, we cared about them before. We root for them. We root for the Eagles. We love the team.
You feel an attachment,
but
right?
I feel yeah, so much closer to them, Joe, after all this, after watching them celebrate, after all the videos, after the parade, after the interaction with the fans. I feel so different about this group of guys. And I know there are some guys who are gone, but a lot of those guys are here. I feel like I can't wait to watch this group of guys do it again, and to have such a greater connection to them on Sundays. I just think the love affair between the team and the town, the Super Bowl win and the parade, yeah, just took it to a whole nother level.
Well, it's a cool answer. Look, you can answer it at 215-592-9494 and address it. You know, what hits you when you reflect back? And then also knowing that there's another campaign coming and how that's influenced and impacted by what happened, you know, in months prior. What hits you in that regard? Devin, what's top of mind for you with this?
Are you ever on vacation and you almost stress yourself out in trying to not be stressed? Like, you try to be present and enjoy the moment. That's kind of how I feel about this Eagle season, especially the end of it. You know, and throughout it, you know, they were winning. I literally hadn't covered the sidelines during an Eagles loss. And I remember just each and every game, especially in the postseason, trying to be present and enjoy it because they were winning. And I know that it's really hard to win in the NFL. I am almost on the same page as, you know, what AJ Brown, what Saquon Barkley have said, where my thoughts now are, okay, how do we get back there? Because so far when the Eagles have gone to the Super Bowl, we haven't seen them come back and be as dominant the following season.
No, we haven't.
And
they've only won one playoff game in the four prior years that they had reached the Super Bowl, one playoff victory the next year. Which is pretty amazing.
That, and I'm not trying to like skew negative here. It's just the way I think, and I just really hope that this upcoming season can be different. I do trust Howie Roseman. They have a lot of young guys. I just hope that the young guys are staying grounded with this win. You know, like, that's crazy for the rookies, especially, to come into the NFL and win a Super Bowl. Cooper DeJean, you know, gets a pick six in his first season playing in the NFL in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I just hope that doesn't make them lose.
Yeah, some do and some don't. Hopefully these guys are wired the right way. Rhea, what's top of mind for you, whether it's the look back or the look ahead?
I'm way more with Devin on this one. It was great that they literally – whenever I think back to the Super Bowl, I just think about how they utterly dominated the Kansas City Chiefs, and that was a thing of beauty. But, you know, the losses that they suffered on defense, to me, is huge. And I'm a little disappointed. You know, there were certain players I expected. You weren't going to pay Josh Sweat what he was going to get. You know, Milton Williams. I expected that. It was the other players that I was kind of disappointed they didn't keep.
CJ GJ is the main one, right?
Isaiah Rodgers, Ornberg. So they were really key depth players.
Yeah.
And you don't have them now. So, and I think they could have been affordable. So I am, you know, Mekhi Becton, that one kind of, you know, and I know everybody thinks that, you know, Jeff Stoutland is just this wizard, but there are some offensive linemen he hasn't been able to turn into. Yeah.
And Becton, and to the point you're saying, Becton was a first-round pick, so there was natural athletic pedigree there.
There was.
That guy coming through door number two might not have.
Yeah, and so what is it, Green? You know, I mean, I think he was a first-round pick, but he's been a disappointment. So I have concerns because I think they could have kept enough players where I'd be like, oh, they're definitely the number one team heading into next year.
Well, curious where you stand listening to us this morning. Obviously, the Phils totally on the table as the Phils took the L last night, and it was the first series loss in the four series they've played so far. But also the Eagles. I mean, guys, it's literally been 2 months and 2 days since we all saw that. One thing I'm struck about with last season is I think a lot of people, and I get it, reflect on the last two games and the level of dominance the team showed in those two games. But there were really bumpy stretches before that, really bumpy. They generally were winning, obviously, but they were winning a lot of close games, and sometimes against not very good teams, Jacksonville and the such. So, you know, were the Eagles truly, in totality, the team at the very end of the year that absolutely demolished the Washington Commanders and KC, or more the team that was also terrific but less terrific that was struggling to get through, you know, pick your squad in October and November? Look, 215-592-9494, it's all on the table. The look back, the look ahead. More than anything, perhaps I want to tap into your emotional edge today because we love this football team, and I don't want to ever lose the feeling of what we felt, you know, watching that game. And again, that season was wild. Your phone calls, 215-592-9494. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie from Borgata today on 94 WIP.